Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Burn incense until you became tired, so you did not use your money to buy things to honor me. In other words, you used your money to do everything else, but you did not use your money to buy things that honor me. In other words, God also wants these nice chair covers. They honor him. He also wants the beautiful flowers. You understand? God is saying, use your money to buy things that honor me. Hello. Come on now. So he's feeling dishonored because you bought a red bottom shoe to honor yourself for your graduation, but you have never bought anything to honor God's house. Remember Haggai? That you guys are running to your beautiful houses, yet my house is in ruins. Is our church not looking dapper today? Who'd want this to be every week? Who's gonna say I'm gonna give some money to so that I buy something that honors God? You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, that should be your thinking, the attitude of the generous. I want to honor God. You know, every time I go, unless I'm at a hotel, I'm even at the bathrooms. You can ask my wife. I'll take pictures because I'm like, I want to build such beautiful bathrooms in the house of God. Bathrooms that have a hotel vibe. Yeah. I want to create such a welcoming reception whereby it feels like a 5-star, 7-star establishment. Because the best belongs to God. Okay? So use your money to buy things that honor God. He says, I didn't force you. Okay, but you did force me to be like your slave. Yeah, in that you brought sins. You sinned until the bad things you did made me very tired. Now that's God is saying that, I didn't force you to give me offerings, but you guys, it's like I'm your slave. Yeah, don't forget Jesus is our savior, not our slave. Yeah, so God is saying, you guys are making me, every week you're saying, it is me, O Lord, blood of Jesus, forgive me. I'm tired. Yeah, didn't God said, I'm tired. God said, I'm very tired. Yeah. When he sees you coming to church on Sunday with my hands lifted up, we say, I worship you, oh God, from the depth of my heart. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought this week, Lord, I'm sorry. God is like, I'm tired. He said, do you have an offering? Like, no, Lord. You see it also. Yeah. Also. Hallelujah. Yeah. So when you're not giving, tell your neighbor, help me preach to your neighbor this morning. Say, neighbor, when you're not giving, you're not honoring God. Yeah, and in 1 Samuel, God says, those who honor me, I will honor. And those who treat me lightly, who despise me, they will be lightly esteemed. Hallelujah. Yeah. So decide, I will honor God with my substance. Yeah, no service must come. Tell you, no service must come when you don't have an offering. Stand up, tell your neighbor, stand up. Tell two people, no service must come when you don't come with an offering. Hallelujah. Amen. No service must what? Where you don't have an? Yeah. No service must come. So for example, let's say you come for two services, right? And maybe you've got 100 rands. 50 rand first service, 50 rand second service. But no service must come when you don't have an offering. Hallelujah. That it's not normal behavior to sit during offering. It's not normal behavior. It's not normal behavior in a buffet to not be eating anything. It's not normal. It's not normal. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, so it's not normal behavior, a child of God, to sit in a service without anything to give to his father. It's not a normal behavior. It means you're not imitating God. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three, generosity advances causes. Right, so this one, I want to say, generosity advances cause, you know, like a cause. Maybe we've got a cause for pollution, global warming, whatever it is, right? It advances causes, whether they be Christian or not. Yeah, it advances causes. But generosity is not limited to church people, by the way, right? Yeah, political parties rely on the donors, on their funders. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, there are companies that, like Apple, advances the LGBTQ agenda. So for the money, every iPad you buy, a portion of it goes to, yes. When you see them doing gay month and whatnot, you are also a participator in that. Yes. You have contributed to the Pride Month with your heart and money that you did not tithe. Yeah. didn't tithe. Huh. So God sees you as a secret funder of LGBTQ. Yeah. It advances causes. Whether God's cause or I just picked one. You know, I did a quick survey of Woolies supports that. And I said, there are so many companies that you can mention that support these causes. Hello? Yeah. Nowadays, they don't even give you a contract until they check, do you support the causes that we support? Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm asking you as a child of God, does your money support the cause of the gospel? Because money funds causes. Yeah. The war in Russia and Ukraine, by right, Russia should have finished Ukraine long time ago. But because Ukraine has received funding, generosity from America, the war is still continuing. The reason we're having uproar between Hamas and Israel, the terrorist Hamas and Israel, is because Hamas has funding, support from South Africa. Yes, from South Africa. Yeah. How many mosques are painted, Free Palestine, whatever it is. But the people have forgotten that, but these guys came into this guy's country and killed people for free. Take hostages. But because they are funded, hello, somebody. I've never seen them say free Khayelitsha from crime. I've never seen them say free Delft from crime. Free Philippi from I've never seen. Yeah, but all of a sudden, when the funders are speaking, yeah, you can fly to Switzerland, to the International Criminal Court, and say we have a case here. But what about all these cases that are 24/7 here? You are saying you don't have enough resources. People, listen, you dance to the tune of your financier. Yeah, that's why I always tell you, be independent financially. If you're independent, no. Listen, the person who gives you bread decides how many slices you eat. Yeah. So decide to get your bread from God himself. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I'm trying to ask you a question. All of these things that you see in the world, you know, for example, COVID was propagated by Bill Gates and some few rich people. They were pushing a vaccine. Or maybe you have healed from that one. Nah. Right now, let me tell you, I was in a meeting with sometime during this week, right? It's a council of pastors, different pastors from South Africa, right, all over. And they were just talking about different agendas that are being pushed in the parliament. And one of them, they said that is a bill whereby right now, it's the pilot program is happening in KZN, where they're training these teachers, the grade one and two, early development teachers, to do the what's this? Transgender? What is it, transgender? Yeah, so they're already training them now to pilot. And they're saying that these guys have already been paid from a company in Belgium detecting a truth. You are sitting here, you won't attend SPG meeting, you won't be part of what's happening in your school, yet someone in Belgium is already deciding that your boy, Unonowako, that your girl is can choose. When you now come in there in university and say, no, but my child, you can't be this, you are too late. Yeah. That's why I told you the other day on Tuesday that every Christian has number one, personal development. Number two, he has church development. What do I do for the church of God? And number three, what do I do for the kingdom of God? The church is part of the kingdom, but the kingdom is outside of the church. Hello, somebody? Yeah. So there's the development that you do as members of the body of Christ, but there's also kingdom advancement. Your purpose is kingdom related. Your ministry is church focused. So we all have ministries in the house of God, right? The Bible writes it. We have gifts in the house of God. Remember, I told you, Apostle Paul wrote about the church, but Jesus preached about the kingdom. When you understand the church very well, you'll play your role very well in the kingdom. So when you find Christians not in these spaces, you are allowing other people to advance their agenda. On top of that, Christians in these spaces do not want to give. Yeah, Christians don't want to give. Christians would rather complain about false prophets, false teachers, false evangelists, but will not give to support genuine prophets. They will not give. Ask your neighbor, when last did you give to a genuine prophet or genuine cause? Yeah. You said that these people are fake. What about the genuine? Which genuine one do you support? Which genuine men of God do you support? You're always talking about the fake ones. Those fake ones are fake because someone is supporting them. Yeah. You're not ready for this conversation. Am I in the right service?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason you know them is because their ads were sponsored, Musa. Yeah. Now, when you come and say, let's sponsor our ads, you all become something. Yes. We're coming from the airport one day with Uwonga. And as you're just driving off the airport, guess what you see on one of the billboards? Mavericks.
Mavericks.
Big naked woman there. Mavericks. The best place in Cape Town. And I'm like, Uwonga, look. Look at how the wicked people advance their causes. Yeah. Yes. And you can't even put a Facebook ad. You, for the Jesus, the gospel. You can't even give 100 rand. Talk about a billboard. Hello, you're driving there, you see, Spare has a whole advert to advertise ribs.
Ribs.
Yeah, and when now you say that we've got the words of life, the church is the answer, but you don't give money to where the answer is. Yeah. So Spare is advancing, opening more franchises, and the church is shrinking. Yeah. Right now there's a law that they're trying to pass that churches should not be able to rent out facilities. Don't say, God forbid, give money so that we can... Yes. Where you? But you said that we're a church. One day this building, they say, I'm sorry, it's legally wrong. We can't allow church. Okay, if that law starts today, what will happen to your church? Now I love church. I love my church. But you're not giving. The Bible says that wisdom without money, will not be heard. The poor man's wisdom cannot be heard. So wise people need money. So the church needs money. We need to advance our cause. Aggressively so, by aggressive giving.
Yeah.
By aggressive giving. Tireless giving. Yeah, not this one where you give today and after 3 months, you pay your tithes once a year. What are we advancing? We can't advance anything. We can't support any cause. We can't be part of anything big. Yeah. And you find that these guys, there was a time last year when some guys rented the Cape Town City ICC Convention Center to have a porno exhibition. To have what? Did you see it? The billboards were everywhere. Big posters. Yeah, Sex Expo. It was called Sex Expo. He still remembers the name. He remembers that it was called what? Sex Expo. Yeah. Yeah. But us in Paro, no one even knows that there's a church like this. Because you won't give. You will not advance a cause. Yeah. So if you are not intentionally advancing God's cause, you are... advancing the devil's cause. Hello, somebody. Tiffany, you want Tiffany to go to a good school where they will not indoctrinate her with something else.
They can't do that.
Okay, now, advance the cause. Elections are coming now. Did you read any manifesto?
Yes, sir.
Did you compare the manifestos? Yeah, you're just voting out of your emotions. Voting for people who advance a demonic cause. Yeah. Because you, when we are voter, that's all you're good for. Don't read nada. Don't read nothing. Yeah. I am. Yeah. Christians won't start nothing. EFF said this, DA said that, ANC said, you don't care. You just said, Vele Saitanda, Sisabangan. You don't care. Yeah. I hope somebody's hearing what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. Don't be a gullible, naive child of God. Yeah, money advances causes. There's wars because there's money in wars. War are profitable. Do you know how much is one bullet? It's profitable. For every bullet fired, someone is becoming a millionaire. Why will not advance war? Yeah, war is man-made. Yes, war is man-made. Even the crime in South Africa is man-made. Yes, it's man-made. Someone is eating from private securities.
Yes, sir.
Yes, because every time police fail, there's a new security. Right now, there are more security company officers than police officers.
Yeah.
That shows the abnormality of the country. I'm talking about generosity. So generosity advances God. Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. I'm trying to show you that without generosity, no cause can survive. Yeah. The reason Elon Musk is Tesla and all that is because he got some money. Yeah, someone funded him. Yes. Others, we wouldn't know the guy. Yeah. It's money. In our world, money talks. I said in our world, money talks. You, if you want to be in heaven, go to heaven. In heaven, God talks. Yeah, money talks. Yeah. Yes, not right to wrong. Money talks. That's why even the Bible says that your gift makes room for you. Do you know what it was talking about? It was not talking about your charismata. Yeah, because Solomon wasn't talking about the gifts of the Spirit. He was talking about your gift makes room for you.
The gift, Master. Yes.
He was talking about being generous strategically, yeah, to advance a cause. You guys are not ready for this, man. Continue. Yeah. Now it came to pass afterwards that Jesus went through every city. He went through what? Every city and every village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, right? So Jesus started a national tour. Every city, every village, he started a global tour. Every country must be covered. Every province, every continent must be covered. You understand what I'm saying to you? Jesus started, it came to pass that he started doing this. Go to verse, next verse. And the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, that these were people who had received ministry before, right? And Magdalene, out of whom had come out seven demons, and Joanne, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. These women partnered with Jesus.
Yeah.
They received his ministry and they partnered with him. Yeah. You have been receiving ministry. Where is your partnership?
Where is your partnership?
Where is your... You see, Jesus started going to city because he had partners. You notice we can't even go down the road because of our partners.
Yeah.
Yes. You notice you can't even put posters by the mall here. You know that signage? You can't. Yeah, and it's not like it's crazy expensive. If you had partners who really believed I have received ministration, someone else must hear this good news, it will be a different story. Yeah, you are partnering with Netflix every month. Yeah, yeah, you're partnering with Netflix. You're partnering with all these other funny things. Yeah, yeah, YouTube Premium. There you are. But you in the when you get to heaven, you'll see Jesus from afar. Yeah, there's a place called outer darkness. It's in heaven. You'll be happier there. But you won't see Jesus face to face because you did not partner with him. Jesus cannot go. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, Postma, they should be preaching the gospel. Right now, you should be going to Strand. You should be, Kambo should be going in some other corner. My wife should be going to some other corner. Boni should be going to some other corner. Nandipa should be going to some other corner. But do you know the reason why they can't go to the other corner? Because the partners are not ministering from their substance.
Yes, partners are
people. Yeah. As I'm preaching like this, you can't even give me an amen. Because somehow you're, somehow you're, yeah, so it's offending you. I'm telling you that the gospel, listen, the gospel is free, but the means by which we bring it is not free. Yeah, the gospel is free. We don't charge for preaching. But for us to come here to rent the facility, it cost money. Because when the landlord comes, we don't say, the Lord bless you, Mr. Landlord. He wants randellas. Is it true or not true? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not saying this to say we're charging for the gospel. I'm saying the gospel is free, but you need to part. Your money is advancing a cause. You decide, is it God's cause or another cause? I'm not shouting at anybody. I'm just, yeah, this. I'm feeling this point. It's very passionate. It's very passionate. Yeah. But you, Pastor, shouting. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus had partners, Musa, and he started going around. When are we going to go to KZN? When are we going to go to Durban? When are we going to go to Gauteng, Free State? When are we going to go to Namibia, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Lesotho? When are we going to go? When are we going to go? Yeah. When are we going to go to Europe? When are we going to go on TV? Yeah. When are we going to buy the right camera to go online? When are we going to buy the right sound system, the right lighting? When? Ask your neighbor when. Pastor will pray for you. We don't need prayer. We need money. We're already praying. We have a prayer team. We need money. Yeah, we need money. No, no, no. Don't say God bless me. God blesses me when you send an EFT 50,000. That's the blessing now. Yeah, at least it reduces my prayer points. It reduces my prayer points now. But now we have to pray for everything, salaries, everything, because you will rather watch instead. Hey, my cousin. Philippians chapter 1, verses 5. Are you still here? I feel like I'm taking too much time. Lord, help me. Right. Thanking God. I thank God for your participation and partnership, both your comforting fellowship and gracious contributions. Yeah, these guys didn't just greet the pastor. Ah, they had gracious contributions in what? Advancing the good news. Good news needs contributions to be advanced. Huh? The good news regarding salvation. From the first day you... So the day you got born again, the day you heard the message was the day you should be a partner. Yeah. Just like our partner won't have a meeting. No, partner today.
Partner now.
Yeah, after this service, you must sign up to be a partner. Worship team, are you partners? Are you partners? You better be partners. You better, husband and wife, you better be partners. Individually and collectively. Yes, you better be partners. Musa, there's no joint couple in, award in heaven. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's what we do as a family. There's what I do alone. Yeah, yeah. Ask your neighbor, are you a partner? Yeah. Process from the first day. Now, some of you, you are still not even paying tithe when upon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still have to check that when rain curses. More you know, you are hey. No one is cursing you here. We're showing you your responsibility. You have a responsibility to partner with the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you have a responsibility to give for the gospel. Yeah, you have a responsibility to partner with the gospel. Please put up the partnership details there. Put up the partnership. And you come late because offering is done. I'm collecting an offering afterwards. France, I got you today. And you come. I'm joking, man. I'm joking. People are like, what tense? I'm trying to say for animal. Yeah. You should have that. Yeah. As God blesses you, you put partnership. We're going to communicate on Tuesday the more proper system of partnering. Yeah. So that we keep a record of our partners. Yeah. I realize that, you know, in all the books in Philippians, in Corinthians, Paul taught them and wrote the letters. Never said much. Comes to Colossians, he rebukes them, he doesn't say much. All this other. But to the Philippians, that's why he said, and by God shall supply. Corinthians, he left them without a supply. Colossians, he left them without a supply. Ephesians, he left them without a supply. But the Philippians, he left them with a supply. Do you know why?
Why, sir?
Because they were his partners. There are prayers I should never pray for people who don't partner. Yeah, there are meetings only partners should come. Services only partners should come to receive. Because these are people who are partnering with Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Hello. Our partners, we are discriminating. No, you partner. No one is discriminating you. Partner, now is yes. Hello, somebody. And we're not talking about prayer partnership here. We're talking about financial partner so that we can begin to go around city to city. You remember that bus company? City to city. Yeah, so that we can buy a bus. We can buy a truck for the gospel. We can buy a printing machine. We can sponsor ads so that we can do great things. Jesus started going around because of his partners. Say, I'll partner. Yeah. Since from the first day you heard it. So when should you start partnering? Which is the first day for you?
Today.
So from today. Are there any partners from today? Yeah. Partner for the gospel. You can't be partnering with things that are destroying your children. Partnering with things that are what's wrong with you? I promise you, I did a quick study. Woolies supports these agendas. They support these agendas. Yeah. And you said, no, praise the Lord, I shop at Woolies. You are partnering with the devil. Did I say don't shop at Woolies? Of course, we have to eat at a point. So buy wherever you're buying. You understand what I'm saying to you?
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastum Tour podcast. Shalom.